Annihilation of Infirmity. People the globe over are recognizing what the wise men of all times have said, that life, the life that abounds in the outside world, the life that thrills throughout individual premises, is nothing less than the Almighty. This unequivocal fact, once you acknowledge it, begins to work the annihilation of your infirmity, whatever its nature. Your life, so defined, brooks no interference, no opposition, no disorder. Charged with intelligent purpose and resolution, forever radiant and buoyant, it feels the urge of omnipotence and the guidance of omniscience. Do not become reconciled to your present disorder. Challenge it right now. Begin this moment to cultivate the habit of thought which rejects automatically and instantly arguments of apprehension, despondency, limitation, and sickness. You can establish within you a sense of the nullity of age and distress. You can gain a settled conviction of the power and presence in you of harmony and dominion. You ask why everyone rebels against restriction. Well, I would say in reply that restriction just does not make sense. You and I cannot see any justification in it. No normal person can. This spirit of protest is conquering the air and exterminating distance. It is challenging disease and wretchedness, and with increasing success. When we make war on obstructions to legitimate freedom, we question their genuineness, since no one rebels against realities. He submits to them, recognizing that realities cannot be brushed aside. But sickness can be put aside. So can other interferences with the inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are proving this every day in some measure. Every healing and every regenerative system proceeds, unconsciously perhaps, from the standpoint that pain and wretchedness are not genuine. Why, the worst man you ever heard of would not put them in the world if he could. Enlightenment accords them no standing ground except in appearance, in belief, in ignorance. Believe it or not, the fact is that we live under the law of perfect God and perfect man. Otherwise, how could this old world carry on for a single hour? Most men are strangely shy when it comes to talking about God. We need not take time here to analyze why. Naturally, every individual has his idea of what deity is. There are as many ideas as there are men and women. Probably people are in agreement this far that deity is all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present. Now, who or what is everywhere present and everywhere compelling so far as that goes? Life is. Mind is. Principle is. You cannot help but see them in operation on all hands, gloriously in operation. Eminent teachers in all ages have used them as names for the Almighty or Supreme Being. Why not form this habit yourself? You will be surprised to see what it will do for you. And whenever you feel mystified as to precisely what you are, remember that the properties of life, mind, and principle converge on your premises and make you what you are, and that not a material mortal, but a spiritual immortal. Because life, mind, and principle have no beginning and no ending, neither are they acquainted with sickness or defeat, someday you will take resolute steps to repudiate your supposed association with those enemies.